Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. Buckle up because today we're diving into something super relatable, those pesky negative thoughts that can hijack your brain like a bad reality TV show. You know the drill. I'm not good enough, this is going to be a disaster, or my personal favorite, why am I even bothering? Ever feel like you're stuck on an endless loop of self-doubt? We all get this sometimes. The human brain loves to create stories, and those stories can quickly spiral into negativity if we let them. But here's the thing, you have the power to rewrite those narratives. Stoicism offers some seriously practical tools to combat negative thinking and reclaim your mental space. Let me break it down for you with 5 key takeaways to become a master of your own mind. First up, awareness is key. It sounds super simple, but truly paying attention to those negative thoughts as they pop up can make all the difference. Don't judge them or try to fight them head on, just acknowledge their presence like an annoying guest who overstayed their welcome. Once you notice them, you can start to analyze their validity. Are these thoughts based on facts, or are they just assumptions running wild? Next, challenge those negative narratives. Think of it like a reality check. When that voice tells you you're going to fail, ask yourself, what evidence do I have for that? Often, the answer is crickets chirping because fear, not logic, is driving those thoughts. Remember, your inner critic isn't always right. They can be dramatic and a little melodramatic at times. Now, let's talk about reframing. This is all about flipping those negative thoughts into something more positive or neutral. Instead of "I'm so stressed," try "this is challenging, but I'm capable of handling it." See the difference? It's like putting on a pair of rose-colored glasses, not because you're ignoring reality, but because you're choosing to focus on the brighter side. Practice gratitude. This might sound cliche, but seriously, taking time each day to appreciate the good stuff can work wonders for your mental well-being. It could be as simple as enjoying a delicious cup of coffee, appreciating a beautiful sunset, or feeling grateful for the roof over your head. Gratitude shifts your focus away from negativity and reminds you of all the awesome things in your life. Finally, self-compassion is essential. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer to a friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has bad days, it's part of being human. Instead of beating yourself up, acknowledge those feelings, learn from them, and move forward with grace. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're prepping for a big presentation at work. Your mind starts racing with doubts. What if I forget everything? What if I sound stupid? Everyone is going to laugh at me. You know that feeling? It's like your inner critic has taken the stage and put on a one-man show of doom and gloom. But remember what we talked about. First, acknowledge those thoughts. They're there. No need to fight them. Then, challenge their validity. Have you forgotten an important presentation before? Probably not. Are you truly incompetent at public speaking? Doubtful. Reframe those negative thoughts into something more positive. I've prepared well and I have valuable insights to share. Practice gratitude for the opportunity to speak and express yourself. And most importantly, treat yourself with kindness. Remember, everyone feels nervous sometimes. By consciously shifting your mindset, you can transform that anxiety-ridden feeling into confidence and power. So there you have it, folks. Remember, those negative thoughts are just visitors, not permanent residents in your mind. By practicing awareness, challenging those narratives, reframing them, embracing gratitude, and extending self-compassion, you can take control of your inner dialogue and build a more resilient and positive mindset. You got this. Remember to share this episode with a friend who could use a little Stoic wisdom boost, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. And hey, come back tomorrow for another dose of daily inspiration, because life is a journey best navigated with a strong mind and an open heart.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.